This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't kid yourself. I don't care about that press conference last week, Lee, that Trump and Elon Musk did.
Okay.
Doge is still very active inside the government. And I guarantee you, Elon Musk is too, maybe in a more limited, less public capacity. You can see their hand in everything. The things we're finding, including this shocking story, it kind of got buried over the weekend. But Maria Bartiromo didn't miss it. She interviewed Energy Secretary Chris Wright on the $100 billion Democrats sent to their friends, think Solyndra, but on a much bigger scale in 76 days. Take a listen.
Yeah, this is the thing I think that should alarm taxpayers. Nearly $100 billion of taxpayer money was committed to businesses all across this country to mostly build bridges to nowhere. In 76 days after President Biden lost the election and before President Trump was inaugurated, nearly $100 billion of taxpayer money was committed in just a rush, in a mad dash to get money out the door.
That is extraordinary. That is extraordinary. I mean, in other words, they had money that they wanted to spend. They knew that they lost the election, so they just wanted to just get it out and allocate it to wherever they wanted, even though, I mean, these projects were not necessarily in line with what the American people wanted?
Exactly. A little over $40 billion was committed in the previous 15 years. The whole history of the Loan Program Office lent a Solyndra is a famous example of that. But a little over $40 billion over 15 years, and then $90 billion in 76 days. It's just appalling.
Wow.
They're spending your money like it's just confetti.
That is just incredible. Thank you.
This is like how it goes. You spend $1 billion, for instance, through the Park Service on a survey of how much do people like the parks when you could have paid $10,000 for it from SurveyMonkey, and then you just pocket the rest.
How about just like not look at how many people are coming? That's how many people like the parks, okay?
Yeah, no, that's a really good
idea. You don't need a study.
I know, because there's these booths you drive by, you know, when you go in. We learned that when we went to Utah. Had to have a pass.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was Energy Secretary Chris Wright. So far, he's frozen $4 billion. He's trying to get the rest back. That's totally the hand of Doge. But listen to what he said about energy, because this is an ongoing crisis created by the Biden administration.
President Trump got elected to lower energy prices, reindustrialize America, bring jobs and opportunity back to our country. And he is pursuing that agenda aggressively. And energy plays a big part in that. You know, last 4 years, we saw over a 25% rise in electricity prices, but no increase in the production of electricity. Now we have the AI race in full steam that we cannot lose. We must stay ahead of China. And what does it take to win in AI? A lot more American energy. So we're going to grow American energy production of all forms across the country, keep electricity prices in check, and stay ahead and win the AI race.
interesting what he said about Alaska and how what's in the big beautiful bill will finally free up energy in America that Joe Biden put off limits. It takes a new legislation to do it. This is how badly the Biden administration hurt Alaska. And he makes this great point. He's saying, listen, you know, the sanctions that we have on Iran and North Korea as far as sale of, particularly with Iran, sale of oil. He said the sanctions we put that the Biden administration put on Alaska were worse than the ones we put on Iran and North Korea. Think about this. Democrats, y'all.
Alaska, a state that has had more sanctions, more restrictions on production of oil and gas in Alaska than everything we did to Iran and Venezuela and North Korea, if they produced any, combined. Wow. You know, the last administration just strangled Alaska. This awesome state of immense natural resources, and up where all the oil and gas production is native people living in a very harsh climate. They got over 10 years of increased life expectancy when we started developing oil and gas up there through jobs and money and health care and energy to stay warm in the winter and to preserve food. So in any case, Alaska's been this great resource. It boomed, and then it's been strangled. The idea is, We export oil from the North Slope of Alaska, comes by pipeline to southern Alaska, and then exported. We want to build a pipeline from the North Slope of Alaska that brings natural gas, not just oil, and then a natural gas export terminal on the southern coast of Alaska that in 6 days can sail to Tokyo or Taiwan or Korea, you know, and then down to our allies in East Asia. So they're getting energy from us, but it would be awesome and great from a geopolitical stance to have a very short supply chain between a huge industrial American facility and our allies in East Asia.
And what he's talking about is right now we have to move that oil, natural gas off the coast of the Gulf of America. And so they want to very quickly approve this pipeline so we can start selling it off the Pacific, which would be a game changer for American energy. But that would make sense. So yes, I'm sure Democrats will stand in the way of it.
Exactly. And some Republicans like Murkowski from Alaska, too, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Texter writes, U.S. oil production is down under Trump. Well, of course it is. He just inherited it from Joe Biden, who deliberately froze exploration permits. And this has been going on for years. Joe Biden tried when he came in, his administration tried, but failed to stop actual active permits for extracting the oil from the ground. When they couldn't do that, they threw a monkey wrench in the permitting process. So he inherited Trump's increased oil production. So his numbers looked good in the beginning. It had nothing to do with him. And then he did everything he could to slow it down. Trump has inherited a lot of that. And that's what's in the big, beautiful bill, is to take those regulatory hurdles Biden put on oil production and natural gas production, because it's a lot of the same places, and take them back off. But thank you for chiming in on the text line. Trump's only been in office like a little over 100 days. So thanks. That's Biden's work.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So anyway, you've got all of that coming, all of that coming down the pike. And then yesterday, over the weekend, everybody's talking about the drone attacks, Lee, you know, allegedly by Ukraine, but they didn't do it. We did. NATO did. But whatever, thousands of miles inside Russia. Okay. And it's kind of overshadowed. Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal did something that blew me away. And I don't know if they were illegally violating the Logan Act or speaking on behalf of Trump. It's very confusing at this point since we haven't heard from Trump if they were supposed to be there or if he knew they were going. But what they said would be revolutionary if we actually did it. Because they threatened China with 500, did you hear this? 500% tariffs if they continue buying oil from Russia. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's more radical than Trump's tariff position. China is dependent on oil from Russia. Like, wait, y'all just doubled down on Trump's tariff position? You backed him for the first time ever? Because China's not going to want to quit buying that oil. They need it. And then Blumenthal chimes in. He's a Democrat senator with, yeah, we've got 80, and he's talking to Russia, but he's also talking to China. We've got 82 senators backing this. Well, dang, if they did that with all of Trump's tariffs negotiations, especially just even with China, we would win. Where are these people been? I don't know. But when Lindsey Graham started talking and Blumenthal was standing there, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be bad. And then I turned up the volume and I went, they're backing Trump on tariffs. This is what I've been screaming for 50 years. Our foreign policy, Lee, had one objective. We believed, think Cold War and then kind of pre-Cold War. Mm-hmm. We believed we could defeat Russia or China, but not Russia and China. Mm-hmm. And our biggest fear, think Kissinger and Nixon really were the pioneers of this yep. framework, that our foreign policy had to be oriented toward separating Russia
right.
and China.
Yep.
And that went on forever. Everybody agreed on it, but then China bought off all our politicians.
Yeah.
Right? Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden, John Kerry, everybody. So everybody went, well, China's not that bad. We'll just focus on Russia. Well, it doesn't work that way. You have to focus on both. We finally renewed that policy this weekend if Lindsey Graham is serious and is not just running for office and if Richard Blumenthal means it. And this is a united front against China and for Trump's tariffs. I expected to be outraged because, like I said, I saw the two of them standing there flapping their jaws while maybe violating the Logan Act or maybe not. Trump has he said, and I turned it up and I went, what? That sounds like a great idea.
The game that Putin's been playing is about to change. He's going to be hit and hit hard by the United States when it comes to sanctions. China, the game you're playing with Russia is about to change. If you keep buying cheap Russian oil to fuel Putin's war machine, there will be a 500% tariff on all of your products coming into the United States.
He doesn't understand what 82 senators coming together from both sides of the aisle mean in terms of practical import. And these sanctions will cripple his economy. They will be bone crushing to a nation that is basically, as one of our colleagues once said, a gas station with nuclear arms. He has one resource, and we are going to throttle that resource as a...
This is too good to be true. I mean, like, America would win. Why would he do that? Why would Lindsey do that? We've never seen this before. They can't possibly be serious. I mean, that would make so much sense, especially if Trump sent the two of them to deliver this message. No, I'm not alone. The senators are even crazier than I am. There's got to be a catch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.